Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm not the compassionate kind. I'm not the kind that is just so gracious. I just tend to nuke them till they glow and shoot them in the dark. Amen. That's the way that I do it. And so you know what? My light wasn't really shining in accomplishing what it was supposed to do when I was a pastor. I just wasn't suited to be a pastor, and yet I loved it, and that's what God led me to do for a period of time. But you know, the very first time I ever left being a pastor, I was on radio, and it was supernatural how God started this on radio, and I came to Colorado Springs, and I advertised that we were going to have a meeting, and I was just, I didn't know if anybody would show up or what. And we held a meeting. It used to be called the Sheridan. It's something right. Anyway, it's up here at the intersection of Academy and I-25. We rented a hotel room, had about 300 people show up, which just totally shocked me, totally surprised me. And I got up and ministered. And I don't know how to describe this to you, but it was completely different than pastoring a church. When I stood up, there was an ease, there was an anointing, there was a flow. I mean, things worked nearly effortlessly. It was so easy compared to ministering in church. It was just unbelievable. And I don't believe that it's just because traveling and ministering the way I do is easier. It was just what God called me to do. And when I moved into this, things began to work that just didn't work before. And I was serving God the entire time. And I believe at the time I was in the will of God, following the steps that He had given me. But there was a difference when you walk into that area. I believe that Charlie and Jill are going to see this. When they get to where they are training people, part of what they shared was that, you know, they are now reaching an age. They're in their 50s now. Charlie hit 50. I don't know if Jill has. I won't say. But they're thinking about that, you know what, we've got to reproduce ourselves. And this was in their heart. And you're going to experience that, man, you just hit a stride. There is a different anointing on you as you get further and further and further into the things that God wants you to do. And I'm telling you, some of you, life is a struggle. And one of the reasons is because you are taking the giftings and the anointings. And you might be sincere and you may love God, but you're trying to use your giftings in a way that you aren't anointed to do, in a place that you aren't anointed to do it. You've got to find what God called you to do. You can't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And man, I had some great things to say right here, but let me just read them. I hadn't got time to say all this, but it goes on to say in verse 18, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Man, there's no way that you're going to be the salt and the light until you get filled with the Spirit. We could camp here for weeks and just talk about the importance of the Holy Spirit, the importance of drawing on the Holy Spirit, the importance of you not leaning under your own understanding, letting God lead you. Just like in a service, you know, we get so concerned about the order of service. And man, praise God that sometimes things get out of our control. Amen. Man, that's the end of yourself is usually the beginning of God. In verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if we were to follow just these little suggestions right here, these instructions in the Word of God, man, you talk about being salt and light. If you knew what God's will for you was, if you were in the right place, you would be functioning with an efficiency that you don't have right now. You would have a joy and a peace in your life that many of you don't have. You would be having an influence over people that many of you don't have right now. There's people that God has ordained to cross your path, and if you aren't in the right place, what would have happened if I hadn't have been there that day that the Lord told that woman, says, "I'm going to send you a man tomorrow"? And what would have happened if I'd have gotten sidetracked and hadn't been there? I don't know how these things work. God might could have raised up somebody else, but you know what? There aren't enough laborers. Jesus himself said that there is a shortage of laborers. We need to pray the Lord of the harvest. It's possible that God in his foreknowledge wouldn't have ever answered that woman and wouldn't have ever promised her that somebody would come the next day. I don't know. But from our understanding, from my perspective, I know that there could be people that wouldn't be in the kingdom of God today if I hadn't have done what God told me to do. You know, I was, again, looking at little Hannah this tonight up here. Just, man, she was so cute. Most of you don't know which one she was, but she was so cute standing up here and just acting like a normal little girl. And you know what? If we hadn't have done, if our partners hadn't have helped us, if we didn't do things, Hannah wouldn't have been alive tonight. You don't know how much your life affects somebody else's life. We haven't got the luxury of just doing things because this is what your parents chose for you to do. And so you just went that way. You know, when I first started in college, I became a math major because that was my best subject. And everybody in my family has been a school teacher for generation after generation. And so I was going to become a school teacher. And I was just going that direction, not because I felt I was called to it. That's just what you did. And boy, God intervened in my life big time and changed all of that. But I was just going on a path. And I'm convinced that there's a lot of people that you just looked at something that you thought maybe this would provide for you, or maybe somebody in the family helped you do it, and you've fallen into that. And that might be what God has for you. I'm not saying that everybody has to change and go a different direction, but you just need to know that God has called you to do it. You need to know what God's will for your life is. That's powerful. Need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not operating in our own power and ability. We need to be speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. You know, boy, what kind of a salt and light would that be if while everybody else is whining and griping and complaining, you're sitting there whistling and singing and praising God? Don't you think that you'd probably stand out in your workplace if you were always humming or singing or whistling or just being happy? You'd stand out like a healed thumb in this messed up world that we live in. There's lots of ways that we can be salt and light. None of these things are new revelations, but it's profound, brothers and sisters. It's profound. We're just living such a substandard life. It's not getting the job done. We're going to have to change. Man, your worst day as a Christian is better than your best day as a non-believer. If you were to die today, if nothing worked, if you don't get healed, you're going to go to be with the Lord. You ought to be able to sing all the way to the grave. Amen. If you don't see your finances come in, you're going to live on a mansion and on streets that are paved with gold throughout all eternity. If you never saw financial prosperity, you still ought to be able to sing and rejoice and praise God about what's waiting for us in heaven. And praise God for that. If your marriage never works out, you ought to be able to praise God that in heaven they don't marry nor are given in marriage. Thank you, Jesus. It's temporary. And go to praising God for the day where you won't have to deal with marriage problems. Amen. You know what? There is just no reason for us not to be rejoicing. If we win, we win. If we lose, we win. The worst the devil can do is kill you. And you go directly to be with the Lord. You know, if we were to just start rejoicing and praising God, what a tremendous witness that would be. And yet this is, it's just like gravity pulling on us. There's so much griping. There's so much negativism. We got to have somebody say these things. We got to be reminded of it. We got to be encouraged to do this. We need to encourage one another daily. Because I guarantee you, this is just counter to our culture. And that's the reason that really when it's dark, your light shines even brighter. It doesn't matter how dark it is. It doesn't matter how bad your situation at work or in your family is. The darker it is, the easier it is to show light. You know, if you just got a little tiny candle, if you just had a match, that's not a lot of light. But if it was totally dark in this room, I guarantee you, you could tell the difference. The darker it is, the more that a little light shines. And the moment you turn on a light, did you know that there is no argument? Darkness is not going to argue with you and leave reluctantly. It's just light dispels darkness. Light drives out darkness. And man, we need to start letting our light shine. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you and we just receive with meekness the Word of God, which is able to save our souls. Father, I know that there's a lot of things that you are ministering to people tonight, but I pray especially for those that have been unwise, not knowing what the will of the Lord is, and just stumbling through life, hoping that what they do is okay. Father, I pray that you would speak to people specifically, and that you would show us what the will of the Lord is. We believe that you have good thoughts towards us, thoughts of peace. That, Father, you have a perfect plan for our life. And, Father, I pray for every person in here that does not know your plan, that they can't say emphatically that they know that they're doing what God has told them to do. And I pray for those who know what God has told them to do and they haven't done it for whatever reason. Father, I pray that you'd help people to yield and to submit and to turn their life over to you, to become a living sacrifice, which is just our normal Christian duty. It's just reasonable. Father, that we would give you the right to come in and change our whole vocation, our location. That, Father, there would be no argument, no resistance from us. That, Father, we'll go anywhere. We'll do anything. Father, I pray that you would just touch people, that we would take this light that you've given us and put it in the exact candlestick, in the exact place that you want that light to shine. Father, I believe that there's people waiting on my light to shine unto them. And Father, I pray and believe that I occupy that place. That Father, I fulfill that, that we do everything that you've called me to do. I pray for every person in here, that every one of us would find the exact place that we're supposed to be, and that we would begin to start letting that light overcome that darkness, that we would do our part, that we would illuminate our part of this world. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you and we agree and receive that. You know, I want to ask tonight, if you're one of those that you would say that, I don't know for sure.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 6th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 6th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.